And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is agronomist and cover crop coach Alex Frazier out of northeastern South Dakota. And Alex will talk cover crops in this report. And you have several strategies here. Share some with us.
Yeah, I think a lot of times cover crops get thought of as it's only after the cash crop. I think this can be something that's done before or with the crop, and you can see a lot of benefits, but it's really about what is your concern. Are you looking for grazing? Are you looking for soil health improvements? Determining what your resource concern is will drive a lot of how you design your cover crop program.
Good stuff. And hey, we'll talk more on cover crops when we come back.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer and Gelby bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelby heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelby and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking cover crops with Alex Frazier today on Ranching Issues. And Alex, what's the best process in picking cover crops?
Yeah, that goes back to what we talked about. It's really about what is my issue. Talking with Ranching Issues here, I'd imagine a lot of people are looking for cattle feed or feed in some sort, picking things that have got a lot of growth. Timing that when you're terminating or when you're grazing, baling can really lead to a lot of things. The regrowth on cover crops can be really powerful because once we hit reproduction in any crop, carbon is kind of quits going into the soil. So the more times we can tell that plant to continue to grow, the more soil will build. If you can drive carbon in the soil, we're going to release more nutrients, which will in turn make the next cash crop more efficient in the future, and it will drive ROI up on your farm. The other thing when you're thinking about cover crops is don't worry about density as much as diversity. You want to have plants from each of the warm season and the cool season broadleaves and grasses, and that will really help more than just having one species out there planted at a high rate.
Excellent stuff. Thanks, Alex, for that. Again, that's Alex Frazier with us today. That concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Cranview Gelby and Angus Production Sale, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.